Oi, listen, it's your boy The Grand Dan back again with another episode of The Grand Chat. Now, I need to apologise because this episode is coming out a bit later than planned. I actually had like a migraine, I was feeling very ill, so I just couldn't really edit this episode. Don't worry, we'll sort that out next year. There's going to be a lot of changes in this institution, but before I get to all that, before you guys get into the episode, I need to chat to you, man, real quick. Now, this episode, obviously, I've done it with Dan McCarthy and Jay McIntosh. Jay is my co-host, and Dan is a lovely, lovely guest. I just wanted to start off the episode by saying, obviously, this is a joke thing, okay? Like, we're obviously playing around in this episode. Not like we offended anybody or anything along those lines, but don't take the opinions and certain things too seriously in the second and third segment. So, yeah, that's all I've got to say. We speak serious talk in the first half, and in the second half, everything just, you know, gets extremely entertaining. So, with all that being said, you man, kick back, relax. I roll the thing, roll the intro.
By Didier Drogba. Yeah, it's the greatest night in Chelsea's history. Champions of Europe at last.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Grand Chat. Listen, I can't lie to you, man. Frankie's bombastic reviews have been messing about left, right and centre recently. A lot of you were messaging me on Twitter, you know, after I did my live stream on Lee's channel, you were like, Dammy, don't pop a vein, don't get pissed off, because I went out. I went for blood, you know what I'm saying? I saw Zuma messing about and I wanted to cut off his head, you know? Obviously, I don't promote violence, but fam, Chelsea recently have been pissing me off, so... In today's episode, obviously, I've got on my usual co-host, Jay McIntosh. Jay, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. More calm than you, apparently. But yeah, I'm all right.
Definitely more calm than me. So I had to bring, I had to bring the yin to my yang. Do you know what I'm saying? I had to balance stuff. I had to bring on a guest that is level-headed regardless of the situation. My guy's video after the match was pure facts. Mine was just ranting and rambling. Do you know what I'm saying? Screaming and screeching, as some would say. That's how it went down. I've got on the boy, Dan McCarthy. Dan, what are we saying in this building?
Just bring in the calm. Just bring in the calm, man. Thanks for having me on. I'm a fan, man. I like the rants. I can't do it. I haven't got that passion. So I try to stay level-headed. But I appreciate the rants. But thanks for having me on.
No worries, man. See, listen, we've been trying to get this on for the longest time. But the game is the game. You know what I'm saying? The game is the game. It's unfortunate I had to fall into this particular season. But Dan, I've got this question for you starting up. Obviously, like on the day of the recording, this the day after the Everton game, but you might know how this podcast usually runs. In the first segment, we're going to be talking about stuff that happened during the week. Second segment, we're going to run through some hot takes.
And it's the Wolves game.
Pardon?
It was the Wolves game.
Wolves. Okay.
Cheers. You said Everton, G.
Cheers, Jeff. Anyways, yeah. Nah, I'm messing about. Nah. Okay, well, anyways. The listeners know I'm not a perfect human being. Jay have messed me up and I can't edit that out. We're going to leave that in. It's going to be uncomfortable for all of us. Anyways, so yeah, Wolves game. We just got through the Wolves game. We're going to chat about Chelsea squad overall right now. We're going to talk about moving forward. A lot of people are turning into UEFA A license holders on the platform. You know what I'm saying? We need to pattern them man up. After that, we're going to take some hot takes as well. And finally, we're going to get into Jay's magical segment. We need to come up with a nice name for that. Jay, what do you think? Is it Jay's just a segment something? We should give it something really nice. You know what I'm saying?
Something. We'll make sure that by the next time we have a podcast, you have a name for the final segment.
Exactly. We need to bust out a nice name for that. But before I ramble on for too long, because that's my middle name, Dan, I need to ask you, man, what were your thoughts after that Wolves game? Because honestly, I was ranting. Genuinely. I was on stream to about what? Basically, the stream numbers doubled when they saw a big dark guy screaming into the camera. I was literally off. I lost the plot. I genuinely lost the plot. What did you have to say about that game, man, overall? And the game before that?
Yeah, what I will say is like, I'm not always as calm as I maybe come across in videos and other things and on the platform. But I was pretty annoyed. I'll be honest, I was pretty annoyed. The Everton game, the first half, we just looked tired, right? And I didn't see the second half, so maybe that helps because I had to go coach. So maybe that helps. Maybe I wasn't as frustrated as such. But yeah, the Wolves game, I got to sit down at home and watch that. And I don't know, man. I don't know if it's because I've been coaching for a while or been in the game for a while, but I just saw it coming. It's Wolves, right? It's Wolves. Like first half, they don't do anything. And then the second half, they just come out of nowhere, right? And Chelsea didn't get the goal that they should have got, right? If Zuma scores before halftime, I think it's a different game.
Mm.
So, because we didn't get that goal, you knew second half it was going to happen, right? And then, obviously, a few people called for changes, Kai and whatever. And then we got the first goal, and I was like, but I don't know about you boys, but I was never that confident. Even when we went 1-0 up, I was like, doesn't feel like we're going to win this game.
I told them on stream, when I was, I said, you people watch this, we are going to lose. I said it. I said, we are going to lose. Literally, so many, because like, I know I caught you off just now, I'm sorry about that, but basically, when I was looking at the whole situation, when you look at how Frank went about the substitutions, for example, I think he made the correct substitutions, but they came about 10 to 15 minutes too late. What do you think?
Yeah, I would have, I actually would have maybe made a statement at halftime, even if it was just one change, right? And I'm Kai's boy, but I would have taken off Kai at halftime personally. I would have made that move a little bit earlier. I would have given Giroud the 15, 20 minutes as a forward because he needed more service. And he got that right. So eventually he got the goal. So that was good. But yeah, I would have brought off Kai at halftime personally. He would have made a bit of a statement. And it was clear to see that Kai wasn't 100% right. And Kovacic has been doing all right recently. So I would have done that. Yeah, there's been accusations, right, of Lampard making moves too late. And yesterday was the same thing. And as soon as it went 1-1, just had that horrible feeling that it was going to happen, right? And then I said in my video, it was going to happen. Like, Wolves are getting stronger. We were sitting back. We didn't have anything off the bench. So... yeah, man. As soon as that goal went in, I actually laughed. You know when you're just so angry, you got to laugh before you cry. I just laughed and I was like, it was going to happen. So that was it.
To be fair, though, like, I wasn't that annoyed. I saw, like, every time Chelsea lose, yeah, I just, like, lock my Twitter app because I can't be bothered with how people react. But for me, it's, like, it's very simple. And I don't think, like, Lampard struggles against managers that are actually better than him. And that's no like, I think that's just going to happen sometimes. Like, Wolves are a better coach side than Chelsea. We have better players, there's no doubt, but Nuno's a better coach currently than Lampard is. And the same thing happened at Everton. You know, Carlo is a better coach than Lampard. And I think fans sometimes need to understand that, you know, we've lost less games domestically than Dortmund have. Dortmund have lost 4 games, for example. We've only lost 3 or 4, but it might be the same. But still, like... We have to learn that if you're going to back Lampard, and I know some people don't, but you're going to have to deal with the fact that there's going to be games where he makes mistakes because he's learning to be a manager. Now, he came under the assumption that this was maybe too soon, but fans wanted him in, were receptive to him joining. And if you're going to back the guy, it means you have to support him when he's also trying to learn. You know, it's not an easy job, even though he's got the funding and the backing and amazing players. And I just think people need to be aware of that before, you know, they start complaining about everything going wrong. Because, 16 games unbeaten before these last two? That losing is a part of football. And I just feel like the fan base, the way it reacts, seems like it doesn't know how to lose. And every team loses pretty much. And it's just something that you need to deal with. If you're going to lambast players and at them and get on their Instagram comments, everything like that, it's not particularly helpful in any way. And it's just sort of ruining your day because it's not really ruining theirs. They've had enough. They've actually lost the game. So, you know, it happens. Wolves are a strong side. Everton are a strong side. We just got to make sure heads are up and we move on.
Yeah, well said. I think I'll just chuck in there real quick that I'm not going to talk about the Instagram comments and the Twitter, by the way. Anyone that does that, mate, like, delete your apps immediately.
Head out,
like, go get a Nokia. Don't even get a smartphone so you can't have access to Instagram and Twitter, you know. Like, shouldn't be doing that.
I saw someone 33 times on Amazon recently, you know what
mate,
I'm saying?
Mate, snakes are madness, you know. I still miss snakes.
I have the app downloaded on my iPhone. I actually have snakes on my phone, not even joking, when I'm on the bus and stuff. But now, carry on what you were saying.
Yeah, no, I would say, Jay well said, like, the balance is there. I can see you get it as well. And Lampard's learning on the job, as you say. And Lampard actually struggles against anyone that doesn't play a traditional 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1. I know it's where someone throws a 3 at the back or a 5 at the back. I think our team struggles because we can't press as we usually would. As you saw yesterday, Wolves play at the back, easy, easy. And we didn't press very well. And if we can't press teams, we somewhat struggle. So I think Lampard's just got to figure that out. But we've got to give him time to figure that out, right? I mean, you know, gone are the days of Mourinho. Whenever they get Guardiola, like the top two tacticians in the world, Carlo's not coming back, right? So we've got to be patient with Lampard and let him figure it out tactically as well. But yeah, well said. I'll let the main man come back.
Me, man, you know.
That'll be me then. Don't worry about it.
Take a seat. Nah, don't worry. Jay and I in this thing together. You get me? So we're here. But obviously, I'm the main man. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, For real. Actually, I am the reason why I like talking football with a lot of people is, you know, the thing about football, we're all sat here, okay, and we all see some of the arguments some people bring up, okay? We all sort of have the same mindset and the same sort of agreement when it comes to how Lampard should be managed when it comes to Chelsea. But I need to throw in that span line to the cog, and I need to speak from the perspective of people that refuse to see both sides of the coin, okay? So what I mean by that is, what's the argument right now? Okay, Lampard doesn't seem to be learning because he keeps on making the exact same substitution mistakes that he'd made last season, okay? Lampard also, like, for example, with Christian Pulisic, look at the game yesterday. It looks like Chelsea are spamming crosses into the box. Do you know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it looks like. Benjamin Chilwell, yesterday, in the first half, had 70 touches of the ball compared to Reece James's 40 on the right-hand side. Majority of the players we had were all stuck in that left-hand side trying to get the ball, and all we're trying to do was play football from that left-hand side. Reece James was basically isolated on the right-hand side. Looks like Chelsea are lacking Hakim Ziyech. And the thing is, I don't like to judge. A lot of people say, oh, like, you can't, like, Ziyech, so Lampard is like, he needs Ziyech to be able to play his football. At the end of the day, you can't ask Batman to fight without his gear, can you? You need to make sure he has all the stuff he has. That's how you need to think about things properly. So I do understand that, but do we need such a niche player like Ziyech to be able to switch to play? Is that really the best way to do things? Because as we could clearly see yesterday, after we brought up Giroud, a lot of people feel like Giroud is not the best up front because he doesn't press too well, which is what I agree with that. Tammy definitely helps up front with defending from the very top, because it's not just about defending back. You need to defend by counter press. That's what you need to start off doing properly. And Giroud doesn't really help with that. But we kept on spamming crosses into a box with Christian Pulisic, Timo Werner, and Tammy Abraham, who are not good in the air. Timo is like 5'7", and we're playing against the Portuguese backline. No, it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's quite ridiculous. So Dan, with all those things being said, there were quite a few more things I could have said, and we'll talk about Havertz, Werner, and those lot very soon. But overall, what do you think of things I have to say? What would you say to someone who has the same points I just spat out?
I mean, the Batman reference was good, by the way. I'll give you that. That was good.
We move. That. You know what I'm saying? We move.
I think we do miss Ziyech, but it's an excuse, right? But we do miss him. He's a creative, obviously, cog that we need. What I will say is I think Wolves done a little bit of a job on Reece James. I think they deliberately kept him out of the game. I think they deliberately, you know, shut him down quicker than they did Chilwell, because Reece James is a threat, right? And he's a better crosser of the ball than Chilwell is right now. So I think that was partly tactical from Wolves. But I also think that Chelsea could have done a better job maybe of getting Reece James on the ball. But it felt like we were trying too hard with Werner, right? That we were trying too hard to make Werner do something. And, you know, Werner's playing like left wing, chalk on the boots, right? And that's not his position. It's just not.
And not just that. Sorry to cut you off. Not just that. Another thing I noticed as well, someone brought it up to me while I was streaming. We tried Werner. Werner is not very technical on the ball. He's not that skillful. We all know this. You know what I'm saying? He was never that skillful player that's going to slide across you like a knife, hot knife with butter on bread. It's not going to work. That's not how Werner runs. If Werner is going to beat his man, he's going to beat his man with pace. The right back of Wolves is equally as fast. Werner's not going anywhere. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's not going past Semedo. So, like, and that's another thing I wanted to mention. Do you know what I'm saying? So it felt very forced. Werner looked completely isolated. Obviously, he missed a few chances. But, like, I mean, yeah, that's just one thing I wanted to mention.
Yeah, build-up play is not great at the right from Werner. That's not his strength. His first touch has been talked about a lot on the platform, right? And by the way, I back him. He's going to come good eventually, and Kai's going to come good eventually. Like, I'm not having definitely. This. They're done, finished, overrated. I'm not having that. They're just going for a bit of a funk. You know, everybody goes Ronaldo and Messi have get out of form, you know what I mean? So, and, you know, I do believe in the whole new league, new culture. Like, Germans are very German. I think you guys would agree, right? They're very stuck in their culture, and moving is not easy, especially for Kai. So I'll say yesterday, I think Wolves done a little bit of a job on us tactically. I think we tried too hard with Werner. We didn't give Pulisic enough the ball. Pulisic was clearly the danger, right? And we shoved him over to the right and just didn't work. And I think Lampard was being a little bit stubborn, to be honest, like not bringing Pulisic back over earlier. I think he was a little bit stubborn. So, yeah, with that, I think Wolves, it was partly Wolves playing Reece James out of the game, but also partly us being stubborn and trying to get Werner to be the magic, where he's not in form right now. He hasn't got the magic as such right now. And with Giroud and Tammy, I agree with you 100% on everything you said.
See, I think it's interesting as well. So I was watching the game, and I felt vindicated because I've said it for months that Mason Mount's role is misunderstood and that he's not a number 10. And you see in games like that, that he's not a number 10. And I'm not discrediting him there. That's just, I don't think that's his role. Secondly, with Kai, I think Kai actually wants to play deeper than a 10 as well. I think he prefers being in the 8 space. And he's mentioned that before. Obviously, he performed well at Leverkusen scoring goals, but he was the focal point of that team. And that's not the case here. That's my personal opinion anyway. So I reckon in a game like that, obviously we miss Ziyech. And I think he would do a real good job at number 10. But I don't think the argument for missing Ziyech is good enough. And I actually don't think it has any legs. Because if you were to ask anyone at the start of the season, who's the stronger side, Wolves or Sevilla, you'd probably get a 50-50 response, right? You can't with your second team go and beat Sevilla 4-0 and then complain at a lack of Ziyech when you lose to Wolves 2-1. The second players, you know, I'm not as big a fan of Hudson-Odoi as most people are. I think he's overrated, if I'm honest. Agreed. If he's as good as people suggest he is, and people who know better than I do have suggested he is, then he's the type of player that if he were to get an opportunity like last night, he should be able to change that game. But he didn't do it, and he wasn't given the chance to do it. Pulisic out on the right, it's not ideal, but he has played there before, albeit not too often. But he still can do it. I just think the performance was poor. And I don't think that anyone's searching for excuses or, oh, we missed this one player. Oh, this happened. You know, it's not a good enough performance. It happens. I don't think it's that deep. You know, the league has been completely different. There are so many extraneous talking points that people are now willing to sort of rubbish as if they have no standing, which they clearly do. You know, teams have no preseason, less time to gel. Kai had COVID. They've moved to new places. It's a whole new team with 6 new starters. And a young coach. And I think people got slightly misguided by the fact that we're on good form because we're playing teams that we should beat anyway and thinking we're going to challenge for title. I don't think that's the case. I think the teams that are going to challenge for title are Liverpool and Spurs. I think then it'll be City and Chelsea that make up the other two places, but it's not going to be that easy.
Didn't say Spurs. That hurt, man. That hurt.
But it's true, though. But it's true because Mourinho is a winner, man. And I said this before. I said it with Goldberg a few weeks ago, like, Mourinho was brought in there to do a job, right? And Spurs, the thing is with Spurs, they're like a stack of Jenga, yeah? If you take out the wrong piece, they're going to fall apart. However, if you don't, they'll stay standing no matter what happens. So if Kane or Son get injured, then it's curtains. But if they don't, then look what happens. They'll probably come second because I think Liverpool will manage to edge them. But I think fans really need to understand that we've spoken about this before, Dami, like, this is not just a 3-year project, it's a 5-year project. And we're, you know, are now a year and a third in. And people are automatically expecting us to win titles because we've got some new toys. It just doesn't work like that at all. And I think anyone that knows anything really about football and the mechanics behind it appreciates that fact. Obviously, Twitter, what you see on Twitter is reactionary because people are upset.
We don't talk about Twitter here. You know, Twitter is just full of children that don't really understand what is going on. So we just
That's sort of the lie of the land for me. I don't think there are any valid excuses. It's a poor performance, but poor performance happens. It just does. You know, you have to give credit to Wolves. They were managed better. And that's just the way it is. You have to keep moving. You can't get bogged down by things like that. And you see all the negativity on the timeline and everywhere you go. And it's just kind of a bit boring because there's a lack of understanding or appreciation for how difficult it is to do a job like manage a team like Chelsea. And that's my opinion anyway.
I mean, the thing is, like I said, I brought those up because like I said, all of us sat here, we all know what people will see when things go wrong. Do you understand? That's what I think separates people like us. And I'm not trying to set up like a classist thing or anything. That's what separates people like us from people that are overly positive and overly negative, because we can see both sides of the situation. And we know those points exist. What I said, both of you had that in mind. I'm pretty confident. Do you know what I'm saying? I both know that was stuff that passed through your mind after that game yesterday. But for me, I'm just thinking, yeah, because it's just kind of unfortunate that this sort of happens when we're going up against Everton and against Wolves. And Jay, remember when I said, a lot of people are excited about the Champions League. Obviously, I've said I don't think we're... I mean, I've been caught saying, and the thing is, I don't delete my stuff either. I said that I felt there are not many teams that are better than us compared to Bayern and Liverpool. Those are the only two true teams I was actually scared of. That's what I said. And I point everybody thought that. But when you look at stuff, like I said to people,
when we're going up in the Champions League, the draw, a lot of people were telling me they were gassed that if they would get Leipzig because they haven't been performing well. I was pretty scared because Nagelsmann is a fantastic coach. Do you know where I'm coming from? So these people, that's why I tell people, having a good squad can only take you so far. As an individual and a manager, you need to be technically superb. Do you know what I'm saying? Your tactical nuance is what takes you to the next level. That's what takes the best players to the next level. So when you've got us spam, I don't know if you guys saw the heat map yesterday. Did you see how all the players were arranged on the pitch? It was shocking. Do you know what I'm saying? It was shocking. I know it has to do with the fact that Werner's out of form. It has to do with the fact that Havertz is also out of form. It has to do with the fact that our strikers are out of form, or maybe apart from Giroud. But like, there are so many, I mean, all those things are factors, but it's still quite shocking. So it leads to, it begs to ask, now that we've lost these two games, we've got West Ham, Arsenal. People think Arsenal are going to be a pissed about game, but watch these man play five at the back and then just pop one or two shithouse goals, okay? I mean, I'm not expecting that to happen because I mean, I think they're even losing as we record this right now. But at the end of the day, for me personally, yeah, all these next four games are going to be really difficult. And all the managers are going up against are really tough managers. So, Dan, I need to ask you, man, what do you think we need to do right now moving forward? Because a lot of people were asking initially, yo, Frankie, we need to stick to one formation. We need to stick to one type of thing. Now, everybody and their godmother is saying 4-1-2-1-2 and 5-6-7-2 and all sorts of funky formations left, right. I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? So, what do you think? What are you seeing right now?
Play the 5-7-2, man. That's the one, I think. Play it. it's a good question, man. I think we need to mix it up at this point. I think we need to mix it up. And I mean that in terms of actually more personnel. I think Havertz needs a rest. I'm going to say
on.
It.
Spot on.
I think Havertz needs a rest. I even think that you can look... I know it's hard, man, because if it's a fully foot squad, I'd drop 3 or 4. I really would, right? And I do agree with what Jay said earlier, like the Hudson-Odoi thing. I think it's more of a movement than rather a rational, actual summary of the player and his ability. I think it's more of a movement. So, and I agree that Ziyech is not a good enough excuse. It's just a bad game. For West Ham, who always play well against us, by the way, always play well against us. It's their Christmas, right? And Arsenal, like you say, are losing right now to Southampton, but they're going to come for us because they always do, right? FA Cup finals, Community Shields, they always come for us. I think we've got to change it up. I would rest Kai immediately. I would go with Kovacic from the start. And I would keep Giroud in now. You can't drop him at this point because he just scored, right? Again, like, I know people are saying that, you know, and again, it's similar to West Ham. West Ham are good at the back. They're strong at the back. They've got big players. So, you know, that might need like a Tammy with his movement and he's counter-pressing. But I don't think you can drop Giroud and start Tammy at this point, right? Like, Giroud scored again. Whether he played well or not is different, but he scored again. And Tammy didn't do that much when he came on. I mean, nobody did, right? But Tammy hasn't gone in there and gone, I should start against West Ham.
Yeah, yeah.
So I keep Giroud. I put Kovacic in for Kai. And I don't think you can change anybody else, right? I mean, Silva was poor, but he was tired. He's got a few days now to rest. You know, everyone else, I think, is pretty standard procedure, to be honest. So not drastic changes in terms of shape and personnel, but maybe one or two. Just to kind of send that statement and send that picture, right, that if you play well, you stay. If you don't, you've got to be dropped. Well, we've got that squad now, right? I know we've got injuries and that. And Ziyech and Hudson-Odoi, I don't think either of them will make it. One of them might make the bench if we're lucky, but I don't think any of them are going to start. So, I mean, it's tough, right? Injuries happen, but we should be good enough to get the job done. So, yeah, if I'm going to give you the straight answer, drop Kai, keep Giroud. They'd be the two and everyone else's standard procedure for me.
No, the thing is, like, at this point, I think Jay, we usually do this for 10 minutes here, but I think we've gone for like 20 now or so on this particular segment, roughly.
I think it's all right, though. Like,
yeah, no, it's fine, isn't it? But I just wanted to say, like, before we move on, I just, like, for the listeners, yeah, I just want to wrap up on something real quick. Dan said something very important. Kai needs to be dropped, okay? Thing is, Kai, I've been an advocate for Kai Havertz for a long time. Before Chelsea even signed, you know what I'm saying? Like, before he was even one of... when I was less busy, I used to watch Kai Havertz. Do you know what I'm saying? I used to watch him on a frequent basis. I used to watch the German league. I watched the Italian league. And Havertz is a phenomenal baller. But for people telling me this guy is a waste of time, people telling me all sorts of different stuff, I'm quite pissed off about it, I must confess, because this man got Rona. I had Rona. I was at the gym. Do you know what I'm saying? Jay can testify. I was losing some pounds. You know what I'm saying? My guy, I was on a six-pack thing. As soon as I recovered from it, I could not go back to the whole thing. and go back to the gym properly. Literally, I don't know what it was. I didn't even have the symptoms that serious, but I just couldn't anymore. This is a 21-year-old, okay, who is just moving all the way from Germany. He's used to freaking not playing in December, okay? In Germany, they go on holiday during this period. He's having to move to Chelsea, playing in a position that he's not used to. Kai Havertz used to play either as a right winger or as a number 10. He's not used to playing as a number 8 with more defensive duties. All these different things, they sound like excuses. They kind of are excuses, but nobody was expecting Havertz to be that immediate impact. He's not Bruno Fernandes. Bruno was a different, like, a lot of people are telling me that Bruno, yeah, why don't worry about Bruno? He came in and did. That's a special case. You know what I'm saying? How many players really come in and then just start off the bat? Drogba didn't do that. If Drogba was in this team right now, a lot of you would want him out. Simple and short. That's how it is. Same thing with Werner. Everybody's telling me that, oh, he's missing chances left, right. You didn't watch the players before they signed. Werner has always been like this. He used to miss the most stupid chances at Leipzig. But what do you know what the difference is? When he starts converting, he starts fucking converting. Do you know what I'm saying? So we need to give all these men time. We need to let them gel properly. Obviously, I have my criticisms of certain individuals and Frank Lampard as well. I'm not going to act like they don't exist. I'm not going to act like, oh, everything is all rosy and good. Things will come back. I have my criticisms and obviously I have to give things time. But bottom line is, I even see people criticising Mendy now. You man were sucking this man off. And now you've changed the whole narrative. It's shocking. Do you know what I'm saying? It's shocking. Everyone, you guys come. You know
absolute
what I'm saying?
Passion.
Nah, honestly, it's mad. So, like, what are we trying to learn? Like,
probably a mouthful as well.
Probably a mouthful. You don't even know. It's ridiculous. Remember people, oh, Mr. Tickle on the pitch, blah, blah, blah. It's shocking, man, honestly. But before I get all wound up and everything, I probably have to clip this and put it on the TL. But before I get all wound up, guys, we're going to go for a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk some hot takes from Dan, myself, and Jay. All right. Okay, you know, I had to go drink some chamomile milk tea, you know what I'm saying? I had to go drink some ice cold water. My chest was a bit hot, you know what I'm saying? I was messed up. I was quite angry right now. Chelsea Football Club, you can tell I'm not fake, you know what I'm saying? The passion is too strong. But speaking about passion, what's going to happen now? We need to do some hot takes, you know what I'm saying? That's the scary part of the segment now. Mr. Dan, you know we're going to put you on the spot, boss. So what's your hot take after this bombastical period from Frank's Tricky Blues?
I'm going with it. Tammy Abraham won't be at Chelsea in 2 years' time.
Oh, my God. Do you know Hajir listens to this?
My God.
I like Hajir, by the way.
Yeah, Hajir's a top guy, but he's going to come for you, bro.
My.
And I know he's going to come for me now. But
my.
You wanted a hot take, yeah? And you wanted something big. So
my.
Hear it.
God, Ayo.
And by the way, I actually like Tammy, you know. I like Tammy. And I think he's a good squad player and I think he's a good secondary striker as of now. And I love the academy. I love the background. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be backing my hot take. I don't know. I don't know the rules here. So I'm just going off on the madness.
Go on, go on.
I think, right, that we sign a big centre forward soon. I'm not saying Haaland, by the way. A big centre forward will come in the next year. I think Tammy will be, he will probably sign a deal still. But I think he wants to be the number one guy somewhere. I think, you know, if we keep Giroud, that helps. And then Werner will eventually go back into the centre. I can see it, man. 2 years' time.
Upon thinking about it, yeah. I don't know if Jay agrees with me, but if you actually see... Like, listen, all right, everyone that's listening, yeah? Right now, you can't see me. Close your eyes. Breathe in and breathe out 3 times, like I've just done. And think about that. That makes sense. It kind of does make sense. Because right now, and this is a conversation I was having with, I think it was Matisse on some of the other, Jay is actually wants to slap me from where he is. I can see it written all over his face. Right now at Chelsea Football Club, if we signed a striker that could score consistently, all the ones we have would be on the bench. Werner, Tammy, right now, are not showing that they deserve to be starting strikers for Chelsea Football Club. In the sense that, and hear me out, a lot of people are going to say, oh, but Tammy got like, is it 60 goals per, is it 60 goal contribution? No, 60 a goal contribution per 60 minutes. I know, I see the statistics. I know the football, do you know what I'm saying? I see everything. But if you actually sit down and deep it, these man missed some really stupid chances. I tweeted this the other day, okay? You get 24 chances against Sheffield United. You get 25 against Leeds. When you go up against Atletico Madrid, you're going to get 3 or 4. You're not going to get a stupid amount of chances. Somebody said this the other day. I can't remember who it is. Apologies for not remember who it is, but somebody said the reason why Tammy Abraham and Timo Werner have such a high goal count is because of how many chances Chelsea produce. Imagine if you put a striker like Diego Costa or maybe Didier Drogba or Erling Haaland at the end point of that thing. They can run, they can head the ball, and they can actually finish. Now, Werner, I like Werner, and I feel he will come good. I feel Tammy Abraham is going to be a much better striker than a lot of people feel like he will be. But if they don't end up converting chances properly by the end of this season, do not be surprised if Marina brings out the checkbook, beats up Raiola, and kidnaps Haaland with a balaclava. Jay, what do you think?
This is a bit of a mad take, you know.
It is very mad. Sorry, Dan.
No, I love a good hot take. I do love a good hot take. I just think, like, you lot need to chill out, you know. This is just mad. Like, remember, like, Tammy, for example, he's got 9 goal contributions in 800 minutes. That's like 9 goal contributions in about 20 appearances, but he's made 9 substitute appearances. Okay, so that's pretty impressive. Werner's what, 20 goal contributions in 29 games. I mean, they're not at all weak stats. I know the hot take is about Tammy. I can kind of see it in the sense that Tammy frustrates me because he lacks physicality for a man of his size, and it always looks unconvincing. That's his issue. His eye test is actually really strange, because his stats are usually quite impressive. But I just don't see who you get to replace him. And Giroud is not going to be there in 2 years' time. So, I mean, there's no way a 36-year-old Giroud is still at Chelsea, because he wanted to leave in summer. And then there's always rumours that he's going to want to leave in January. And I understand that. But I struggle to see who you bring in to replace Tammy if he leaves. And I don't think that would make much sense, although financially it would, because you've spent nothing on him apart from his wages, and you'll get for Tammy Abraham in this month, maybe 2 years' time post-corona market, you'll be looking at around 50 million. But then if you want Werner to go into the middle, then you're going to have to replace it on a left wing. So I can kind of see it, but I definitely don't want that happening.
I mean, Chelsea Football Club, at the end of the day, I mean, Dan, this is the part where you're meant to wrap up on the whole thing, but I just feel like I need to wrap up G's thing, and then you can package mine and ship it off with Royal Mail nicely. With the whole thing here, I'm just thinking, I understand what Jay is saying, but this is the argument I use with a lot of other people as well. With Tammy, yeah, you're thinking about it like that. And some people are feeling, oh, we could get him backups here and there. That's not how it really works, really, in the sense that, and I'm not even talking about what you said particularly, but I'm just saying from where I can't remember who he was. Was it Ethan? I can't remember who he was. But they said, if Chelsea go out and sign like an Erling Haaland right now, okay, assuming we ended up doing that, quite unlikely because of Raiola, that twat. If we ended up going ahead and signing someone like him, if Tammy is performing worse than Werner and Giroud, okay, and Giroud is not performing as well as Werner, Werner becomes second fiddle. We're not going to have that many strikers. We're only ever going to go out and get people that are better than what's currently there. Didier Drogba was striker, but at no point during his tenure, go check it, he always had a new sort of competition that came in. Anelka was not a mess about. Shevchenko wasn't a mess about. But Drogba still came out on top. You know what I'm saying? I know Shevchenko didn't really play that well for Chelsea in the long term, but when we signed him, he was unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? So those are the different things you need to look at right now. Tammy Abraham, I would love Tammy to come successful because, Jesus, this man puts in so much effort. Yesterday when he came on, you could see that the game sort of changed a bit, even though you could really impact it that well with his defensive capabilities. And I think that's why Lampard likes him a lot. But nah, man, I mean, I don't think it is too wild because 2 years is a very long, that's 24 months. Things can change very quickly in 24 months. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I mean, Dan, do you have anything to say before we move on to Jay's hot take?
I mean, let's just be real here. Off the record, like off the cameras and that here, there was mad pressure to come out with something big on my first appearance here. So I went massive. Let's just clarify
that.
There was literally arms in the back, kicks in the ankles, like mad pressure to go with something big here. Yeah? And I can speak this into existence. I don't want to. I'm not going to create an agenda kicking Tammy out of the clogs. I actually like Tammy. And if you can't back your own, right, you're not backing no one. And if there's anybody I want to make it, it's an academy kid. Like, so I like Tammy. I want him to be successful. I've never, ever, like, jumped on the board of he's going to be our number one striker forever. I just don't believe it. I believe that for 2-3 years, right? But I do think he could be a good second striker, first striker. But I can see Chelsea in the next year buying someone. I don't know who, but they will make a significant forward signing. I know that. They will.
Yeah. And if they keep on moving like this, definitely.
And Timo will go in the middle eventually. Like, he will, right? Giroud, I agree with Jay, he will be gone eventually. But you've got young kids coming through, right? That young kid could step up for the academy and be the third choice striker. And then you've got the big one, and then Werner. Right, that's how I could see it. Again, by the way, in 2-3 years' time, if Tammy's still here, I won't be that surprised, by the way. You asked for a hot take, I gave you a madness, and that's it, I'm out. I'm literally out, no more.
Well, I've done this thing. Jay, you've got to give us your hot take. What are you saying?
I've been toying with 3, but I think I might go for one that will bring the best conversation. I think we would be top of the league if Sarri was manager.
No! I'm dead.
Don't worry, Dan, mate. I've come through and saved you. Don't worry.
I am. All right, listen. If you're listening to this episode, this is your first episode. This is like literally, this content is something else. All right, listen.
Just wait till the next section,
that is,
bro.
That is a bombastic. Are you mean you're telling me, yeah, that Marlboro munching, pasta munching, process worshipping fat bastard would be in first place right now if he managed the squad?
Shall the listeners go back in time to remember that Dammy, the podcast host, used to rep a Jorginho Avi and backed was a massive Sarri sexual.
I actually like this hot take because I kind of agree with this. I cannot lie to you. Dan, go for
it. You're backpedaling. No, you don't.
Dan, what were you saying?
No.
He's a better manager than Lampard. That's actually a fact. I'm not criticising Lampard that much, but Sarri's a better manager and there's better players in the squad now. I reckon he would do better than Lampard's doing.
Do you know what, actually? When I know what you're saying. I see your angle, right? Because Sarri got us third, won Europa League with a lesser squad, right? By the way, he did have Eden Hazard. I will say that.
But I think if you have, like, Kai, Timo, Thiago Silva, Chilwell, like, upgrades elsewhere, then maybe that can compensate for a loss of Hazard to some degree.
And there was also Kepa Tax. Kepa Tax was the thing, innit?
It's like the Tammy thing, I think, you know. I think it's like when you first hear it, like, honestly, I nearly fell over. Like, I really did just now. But now I'm deep in it a little bit. I can see your angle, Jay. I can't see it, right? It's just, like, by the way, this podcast is a madness. Can we do it? Honestly.
Mate, honestly, you wait to the next section. I'm going to throw you under the bus. And I'm going to do the same to Dammy.
That Sarri thing, I think I disagree because I think that this season's so different and, like, I think it's hard, right, to see who would be top right now. I'm not surprised that Liverpool are up there and Spurs. You made a good point earlier, Jay, about Spurs. But I do know where you're going with it, if that makes sense.
It's just for the hot take heat. That's all it is. It's just to keep things fiery. But I can't wait to hear Dammy's quick hot take before we move into the final section where you guys are going to be on your toes.
The thing is,
Sarri, you know, he said Sarri, you know, by the way.
That is mad. That is actually mad. Thing is, with hot takes, I don't think I've actually got a serious hot take here. I can't lie to you. I think I might just run scot free with this one, you know.
The first two, man, you got to come in with something big. Come on.
I don't know if I can come up with something bigger than that, you. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. You know what? Since we're all just absolutely fucking around, yeah. I think my hot take is that despite how Chelsea have been performing recently, we will be winning the Premier League this season and we will get to the semi-finals of the Champions League.
This guy is such an idiot. He's such an idiot. Look at him. He's just got that. You've been Frank Callard, mate. You've done Frank Callard and just got, like, super optimistic.
He's dropping timeline names as well, by the way.
We had Frank on, yeah? And Frank was like, oh, yeah, we're going to win the Prem. And I was like, Frank was honestly like one of the nicest people you and me. He was so good to chat to. But when he said that, I was like, nah. And now Dammy's on an actual rat mat. Because if all the teams below us win their game in hand, we're 10th, right?
Really?
Yeah. We'll be 10th. Yeah, we will be 10th. That's a shocking thing.
You think we're winning?
You man came up with some scorchers, so I had to bust out one as well, innit? You know what I'm saying?
You're reaching there, 100%.
Okay, what are you man saying?
Go on, Jay.
Maybe with Sarri, but without that.
All right.
Everyone's going to think I'm like Sean Quinn or something.
Oh, my. Okay, this episode, yeah. On that bombastical bombshell, okay? You know what I'm saying? On that massive bombshell. Jay, Dan, and I have considered the fact that we're each going to lose about 150 followers after this podcast drops.
Dan, bro, Dan will be calm, bro. Dan will probably game people. You and I are going to get slandered.
We are going to get absolutely dismantled. And the worst part, this is going to be the first episode that has snippets going on the TL as well. So we're absolutely screwed. And these are probably going to be part of the blood clot thing. If you might not see an episode next week, you know what happened. Yeah, we just got killed. That's probably what happened. Man pulled up to my ends with some body bags and a balaclava and that. You understand? But on that bombastical note, we'll be taking a break. And then when we come back, Jay is going to pour us into some more hot water. Look out for it.
Welcome back to the final segment of the podcast. Right, so normally I put guests in hot water along with Dammy. I've shown Dammy up to have no knowledge of Chelsea when we had Zach Jalab on, and I made Alex Goldberg choose between Mason Mount and Reece James. So when we're doing that, now we've got Dan on, I wish you could see his face because he's not really looking forward to this because the hot takes took a turn. And basically the idea I had for today is to put Dammy and Dan against each other in a 5-question quiz. Now, each question has 3 clues. The first clue is the hardest clue. Obviously, the last clue is the easiest one. And like we did with Zach, everyone's going to have their own buzzer. Now, last time with Zach, I made Dammy and Zach choose an ad lib, like from a rap song, as their buzzer. This time, I'm leveling up a bit. So, boys, for your buzzer, you're going to have to name your least favorite Twitter account as your buzzer.
Yo.
Oh man, I'm not about that. Oh,
I think this could put us all in trouble, innit? You know, I think we should switch it up. Okay, Jay, should we switch it up? What do you think? Because I'm quite scared, innit? This is staying in the episode, by the way. This is not getting caught up.
I don't mind. It's not me that's gonna get in trouble.
True. All right, you know what, Dan? Yeah, you know what, Dan?
But Dan, just use my Twitter name if you want.
You know what's gonna happen, yeah?
I'm gonna give the people what they want, you know, but.
Okay, let's avoid drama. Let's just do our least favorite Chelsea player. Let's do that instead.
This guy.
I'm easy. I'll do what we gotta do. But wow.
Wow.
Wait, I've so got Dan, someone in my. I've definitely got someone in my head.
Right. Oh, listen. If you're listening to this episode, this is the wildest episode we've done, isn't it? I don't want the beef either. But the thing is, I mean, I've got 2 names we can use. I've got Luke Martin. You can take the London is Calling podcast. We can use them too.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? We can do that because those two are quite big, isn't it? So if you want to do that, I've dropped 2 names. Those two, I have them blocked anyway, so it don't matter to me. So Dan, is that what we're on? I want to do your least favorite Chelsea player because this episode has just gone through the roof, honestly.
I'm literally on the platform right now trying to think who have I blocked and who's a dick. You know what I mean? Like, I'll go. Who's that London is calling? Is that Carlito guy?
Yeah, Carlito. Yeah.
I've seen people like abuse him, and he's abusing people, right?
Mate, he's been in my DMs before, like absolutely lambasting me for like not having him as like a writer on SW6.
He's never come to me before, you know.
Nah, well, just wait.
Alright, I'll go. I'll go.
I'm going with Carlito, SP. Carlito. Or you can have Luke Martin. Luke Martin is a standard block. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Jay's disappointed, you know?
Of course he's disappointed.
I'm not at all disappointed because the reaction's worth it. I just think we're going to have to pick names because I'm going to have to go into some questions. So I might ask the first question and you guys are going to have to shout something out.
Hold on. One guy, yeah. Is there video or not?
Nah.
There's no video, no.
No, you're lying. I'm begging.
No,
there's no video.
Don't say it. I'm going to show you, right? There's one guy, but I'm not going to use him, but I'm going to show you.
Yeah. Oh, my. All right, listen. This is the best episode we've recorded. If you're listening to this right now, this is the best thing we've ever recorded. Genuinely, that is mental because that person you just showed me. Okay, you know what? I'm not even going to say
it. Don't bait it, right?
I'm not going to bait it.
You know what this episode's like? This episode's like, you know, the like extras at the end of a film.
It's a compilation
like
of
deleted scenes.
Oh my God. Oh, listen.
One that everyone will know as well. You know what? I haven't blocked anybody big. I mean, like that, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think we should just run with, you know what, Chelsea players. We should just take Chelsea players we don't like. I think that's what we should do. Is that what we're doing, Dan?
All right, let's do that.
All right, I'm taking Danny Drinkwater. Thank you. You can go next.
You might as well just say Tammy Abraham, Dan, mate. You've been going after him.
This episode is a shit show.
I know what's going to happen now. I'm going to get mad Tammy Abraham tweets and I'm going to go. Kepa, Arifa, Balaga.
Okay. Oh, Sean Quinn coming for you for that one. Jay, let's go.
Oh my God, that is such a violation.
Have I got to say
your name? Nah, don't say
Kepa. You can just say Kepa, that's cool. Right. Apologies to everyone that's listening that's still with us because of the actual fuckery that we've been going through, but it's all good. I hope you know, enjoy.
This episode has to be listed as explicit as well because that's what's going to happen. Oh my God. I need to put a disclaimer at the start as well. Oh, that actually needs to put a disclaimer at
the start. The clips from this episode are going to be outstanding.
They're going to be bombastical.
Right, I'm going into the questions now. Okay, so it's a guess who round, okay? So you just got to guess the player that these clues are alluding to. So question number one for the first player you're going to have to guess. In 2005, I won the Johan Cruyff Award as the most promising young player in the Eredivisie. All these players have played for Chelsea.
Kepa.
Go on.
Dyer Kesman.
Nope. Oh, Amy, do you want to take a guess?
Really? And Robin.
Nope. I'll move on to the next one. He has 93 appearances for the Ivory Coast.
Oh, Drinkwater.
Yeah, go on.
Drogba.
Nope.
Oh, I know it is. Shit.
Oh, Kepa, I got it.
Go on.
Solomon Kalou.
Yeah, oh. Solomon Kalou. 1-0 down. 1-0 down.
No.
Right, I'm gonna go for the second. I'm gonna go for the second question. Right, this player is the highest capped German in Premier League history.
Drinkwater.
Go on.
No, I say Danny Drinkwater. You know,
English, you know.
I don't know. You know, maybe freaking. For Germany, highest capped midfielder for Germany, is that what you said?
Highest capped German in the Premier League.
I'm going to jump in. Kepa, Per Mertesacker.
No, because all these players have played for Chelsea. That's the fun part for you
boys. Michael Ballack.
Nope. Right. Next question. I think he was one of seven players to have won the Premier League with two different clubs, and he's won the Premier League three times.
Danny Drinkwater.
Go on.
Ashley Cole.
Is Ashley Cole German?
Oh, did he say German? No, you said... No.
Don't even...
I thought he said...
Back me, please. Dammy, you are massive.
Don't even say you didn't know it was German. Don't.
This episode is shambles. It's a shambles.
Go on, Dan. You might as well have a guess, mate.
I can't even think of any other Germans.
Oh, I answered this one before.
Do you want me to give you the final clue?
Yeah.
He's a centre-back.
I know who he is.
German centre-back for Chelsea, won the Premier League twice, early 2000s.
Nah, I'm blank.
Dammy?
That's so bad from me, by the way.
I can't remember.
You don't know?
Nah.
You want me to tell you the answer, boys? That's a shambles. It's Robert Hoof.
Robert Hoof is German.
I've got a picture in my phone of Robert Hoof, you know. I swear, I'm going to find it. Well, go. That is so poor.
Right, okay, we'll move on. Right, question number three. This player moved to West Ham in 2011 and was their top scorer despite them getting relegated and only playing 12 league games that season. That's how many games he played for West Ham. At the end of that season, he made a move to Newcastle. Who is this
Demba
player?
Demba
Ba. Damn it.
No. But he didn't drink water. He didn't use his buzzer in it. So, like, that don't count. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give the point to our guest. Because we've dragged him through the flames of us today so far.
Let's be honest, I might not even be on the platform in a week.
Right, question number four, because we've got two left. This player has played for four Bundesliga clubs: Mainz, Leverkusen, Wolfsburg, and Dortmund.
Oh, Drinkwater.
Go on.
That is Andre Schürrle.
Andre Schürrle, yeah, beautiful stuff. Right, yeah, is that
Robbie Hoove, by the way?
Oh my.
Wow. You're going to have to tweet that out, you know.
I'll send it to you if you need it. Go.
Okay, right. This last player, quick time, easy one, I reckon. This player has won the Champions League 3 times and has played for Chelsea, obviously.
What? They are not currently at Chelsea, are they?
No.
Drink water.
Go on.
Is it? Did he win with Chelsea as well?
No.
Is it Robin?
Nope.
Kepa.
Go on.
Courtois.
Nope.
He just won the Champions League 3 times.
Yeah, won the Champions League 3 times, yeah.
And he played for Chelsea. Might have done it
with Madrid.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you say Kepa? I mean, did you say Courtois?
Yeah, what? How many is he won? Is he won one or two? Did he?
What, with Atletico? Or no, Real Madrid?
Madrid.
I think.
Or did he go after he won
them
all?
I think he might have won one. I'm not entirely sure. I don't really keep up to date with what Snake's doing. Right. Next question. In 2005, this player came third in the Ballon d'Or.
Drink water.
No, it's not drink water, no, mate.
I literally said my buzzer.
I'm only messing. Go on.
Is it Frank Lampard?
No, it's not, mate. No, it
isn't. Jesus Christ.
Has Frank Lampard won the Champions League 3 times?
You said nominated for the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, he came third. Yeah, third in 2005.
I got it. No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Okay, right. This is the final question. For Chelsea, he scored a hat trick against Man United and did the old man celebration.
Oh, drink water. I said drink water. That is cap.
I'm going for Dan.
That is, oh my God. I said that.
Samietto, well done, Dan. Well done. Right, on that
No. You know what? I'm not even celebrating nothing. All right, on that bombastical bombshell, listen, we're not even going to do a proper outro. I'm pissed off, you know? We're probably going to lose about 200 followers each. This episode was utterly shambolic. Jay, I'm not going to say thank you because you put me in shit literally just now by setting all that up. Dan, because you're our guest, I'll be nice to you and let you say stuff before we What do you have to say before we leave? This episode was shit.
I'm not even lying. Like, you might not see me in a week. This was the most... Shambolic's a great word. This is a shambles. Honestly, I didn't know what was coming. There was no preparation. There was no, like, I know people were thinking, right, it was a script. There was no script. Jumped out the shower, jumped on Zoom. I was just been battered for an hour. So, but anyway, thanks, boys. It was obviously, I think this is a great way of me going out, right? Twitter was fun and that. Love my mum, love my dad and all that, but. Oh, yeah, big up like Cy Phillips and that, my boys, Goldberg. It was nice knowing you boys. But yeah, obviously Danny and Jay have obviously set me off in it. So I'm just gonna go play like Snake on my 3310 and out.
Nah, it's worth saying though, Danny, just before you wrap it, that like while we've been joking around this episode, there was no script. We are just messing around. It's nice to have Dan on. Like, do check out what Dan does because Dan is like the leading light on the platform at the moment. And it's nice for him to come on and mess around with us and be less serious because obviously on the platform, everything he does is well balanced, it's well thought out, and there's intelligence behind all of his tweets. So obviously make sure you go and follow him if you don't already. If you got any hate, send it to my Twitter account, and that's at the Grand Dam. You can send any hate there, that'll come straight to me. But yeah, thank you, Dan. You're such a legend, mate.
And like I said, if I put my main account on private, you can always go to my second account at JJ Macintosh 5. That's always where you can get things out done properly. Also, if you need a PR man, because Jay has done some excellent PR for Dan just now. So if you need one, I'll holler his email in the thing. You know what I'm saying? Excellent PR. But other than that, on that bombastical episode, it's your boy, the Grand Dam. Merry Christmas if you don't get an episode next week. But yeah, if we're still alive, innit? I beg you don't unfollow us on Twitter. I beg you don't unsubscribe from my YouTube channel. I shall be starting that properly on January the 1st. Link is in the description along with the other links. I will catch you all. I hope not in the grave. Goodbye.